is the Don and Mike Show.
I am the werewolf. Help. Werewolf in London.
Werewolf in Paris.
Werewolf is fun.
Werewolf is cute. Werewolf is gothic.
I turned myself into a werewolf.
Good boy.
By two demons. Werewolf is boys. Naked.
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Werewolves like to howl.
They meet in the jungle of dirt.
Every night, I turn myself into a werewolf.
Wow. That's all I have to say is wow.
Wow.
That video's on our website, Don and Mike website.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let me see.
The viral video section, it's labeled Werewolf Tards.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Super Jock. Forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, Larry.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Still hasn't called yet, has he?
No. You know, playing that tape.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
I realize how blessed I am to be doing something that I truly love and have loved doing. I wish that really for all of your little brains out there, yeah, that if you find something you love doing, you do it. It's incredible to me that when I was a kid, that I would listen and dream about being on the radio someday and would listen to guys like Larry Lujack, these other guys that I talk about. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost inconceivable to me that later I'd be living out my dream. That's all I've ever wanted to do. And at this point.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Being able to goof on the guy, yeah, one of the guys that, yeah, I listened to when
and
I was
and have
a
the
kid
guy goof on you.
Yeah, and then came up the ladder and worked with. Anyway, I'm very, very blessed to be doing this. I think you're most right. People on the show feel that way. I don't think I say it enough. I love radio. I just hate the state of radio that it's in today.
Right.
You know, I'm conflicted. I love radio. I hate what radio's become. But I'm very happy that you guys and all of us here, we've got this type of...
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
This junky show.
Uh-huh. This little forum. Amen where we that. Can talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
It's a nice junky forum, and I never thought that when I started playing records that over 30 years later, it would end up being...
But I know you love radio. I mean, you've always talked about it. And I love working. I just wanted to say that, you know, when you get all enthusiastic like that, I love to say I love working. I really do. I truly do.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
That blows my mind. I have like a little acid trip when I think, oh, I picture myself first listening to him on the radio.
Yep. Right.
Then thinking, okay, worked my whole career to work at the same station, mm-hmm, worked there.
Did it?
He treated me like dog ass. It's okay. Now we're doing a show that broadcasts to where he lives, and we're in a roundabout way goofing, sure, on him. It's almost like it's come
full circle.
Full circle.
It has.
That's nice.
I have a passion for employment.
Anyway, yes. Sorry to get happy on you there. Let me move it back.
You know it confuses me.
Let me move it back to hate for a moment.
Right.
But this is an apology, too, now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
When I was talking about playing some of our listeners and on Xbox Live, part of the deal with that is people can send you, I've mentioned this before, either a text message or a voice message. Right. On Xbox Live, so when you get there, it says, like, you've got a bunch of mail.
And you can talk with them live if you want.
I don't like doing that.
I know. Right.
Well, I was going through about 45 friend requests last night, and if you play, I'll put you on my buddy list. I don't care. I'll play against you. Some guy wrote me a text message in the middle of all of these things, and it was along the lines of, hey, Mr. Big Shot, you couldn't get the game a day in advance. I guess you're not as big and tough as you say you are. And normally,
I bet you wanted to play him right away.
Normally I get those, and I just delete them out. Last night I was sitting there, and I thought, well, this is just the cherry on my day because I'm here loving life and making all of these friend requests. So I write back to the guy. I write, F off, loser.
Right.
I got the game for free. You paid retail. What do you think about that? F off, loser. Uh-huh. I turn the thing back on today, and I see message from the same guy, right? Oh. All right. And he writes back. Jesus Christ, what's your problem? I was kidding you. I've played against you before.
Oh, no.
A little overreaction.
Yeah, so I sent him a note, but just in case he doesn't get that note, so sorry.
And when you, in retrospect, when you went back and looked at it, did you think you were a little heavy-handed?
Oh, absolutely. And he's a guy. I mean, I wrote the word, too, in caps.
Right.
And he's the guy, he's one of our listeners that occasionally writes me a note, and I write him back on Xbox.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't even realize this is a guy that I've been communicating with who's just like, oh, I'm tired. Well, F you, F you. This is for one time, I'm going to get back.
Yeah.
And I end up feeling like a jerk off.
Wow. Well, now you've made it right.
And all right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Yeah.
You sent him a note. This is really your only direct way, other than this radio show, of communicating one-on-one with listeners.
Oh, yes.
This is really, I mean, you wouldn't do it with regular email.
No,
and
no.
And there it is. You know, so I, that might motivate people to take up the game now.
I'm going to have to change my gamer name.
Change it to F off.
You know, I would if they I would if they allowed dirty words.
They don't
know.
Do
and,
that.
But there are a lot of people on Xbox who, I'm sure they do this everywhere on the intranet, but they come up with incredibly clever clever ways of writing stuff that, like, would never get past DMV.
Right.
But when you look at it, it's like, at first you go, what's that? They go, oh, wow, dirty as hell.
Yeah, it's a skill. It's a skill. It's one of the many new skills that people have had to develop in the internet age.
It's like sometimes you look at it, it says, like, it'll say the people that are online. You know, if it says, like, you know, Bucks forever, and it has the number four, meaning they're a Buck fan.
Right.
That's the guy's gamer tag. Well, I might play him on, but if it says, like, Baby Effer, and it says F asterisk C K E R. I probably won't invite. I won't take that guy's invitation for
well,
a game.
What you want to do then is probably call Chris Hansen, have him play with it. You know, I mean, have him.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
And an awful lot of gamer tags that are close to the N word. And I found out that lots of them are predominantly brothers that have that.
And there was that campaign in New York to eradicate that word, but obviously it's not working online.
It didn't stick.
There's a lot of that with A instead of R.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the end. And I always feel somewhat uncomfortable, you know, chatting back, excuse me, Mr. Big, Black, and Stoked. Uh-huh. And you know, it's like, no.
Yeah. Mine that I use when I do play, I don't play the Madden game, is... E-H-N-O-S-L-V-E-R.
Something lover.
Right.
E-N.
Rob got it already.
What is it, Rob?
E-H-N-O-S.
Oh, I got it. All right.
L-V-E-R.
It's all in how you pronounce it.
Want me to write it down for you? I'll write it down for you so everybody can. Now, don't jump out. Don't shout it out because you'll ruin it because I like the fact that Don hasn't gotten it.
I don't. I'm stupid.
It's subtle. It's subtle. That's what I like about it.
E-H.
It's subtle but true.
E-H. Hold on. E-H-W-O-S.
No, N-O-S.
N-O-S.
E-H-N-O-S. You know what? Look how you wrote it. You wrote W-O-S.
I know. That's my N. There. That's my N.
And E-H.
Now pronounce the first part like the Canadians do.
A-no-slover.
Keep saying it. Say it faster.
A-no-slover. Oh, anus lover.
Yeah.
You could have just said
that. It wasn't any fun.
It's more fun this way.
I like that delayed reaction.
Yeah. That's good.
Hey, Mike, you won the prize. Make us laugh.
I knew I was taking all the time in the world because I knew I was going to get it eventually.
I'm the last guy. If I had called this show, I would have been hung up on today and been berated. Anus lover. Okay.
I couldn't get the license plate in Virginia.
No.
It's taken already.
Hello there.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, Don and Mike show, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
How about
this?
How about that Madden game? Now that it's officially on, you think whoever's got Vince Young on their fantasy football is going to lose them for the season?
You must want to talk about the Madden curse, huh?
Well, yeah.
Not right now, ass.
Bye-bye, ass.
Manhattan. Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
D-H. Don and Mike.
Yes. That's us. Hi.
How are you, boys?
How are you anyway?
Hey, I want to know. I have these bars on the side of my radio, and I want to know if you guys are actually broadcasting in HD today.
Bye!
That was good. I enjoyed that.
We get jokes from yesterday's show. Uh-huh. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what up, guys?
Hey.
I was thinking maybe your new tagline should be BM-LVR.
BM lover, yes.
Yeah,
right.
A little too obvious, though, and too they probably easy. Wouldn't let that slide.
See, I get that one right away. Bowel movement lover.
Now, incidentally, the Sacramento callers.
Barry Manilow lover.
Will be coming up with some of these by Christmas. That's when that's going to happen. That's when they're going to do
that. Wait for the
call. No question at all with that. But I like the EH because it can be a nice little letter. EH means A.
A.
For anybody that's wondering.
A.
A. Hey, watch it now. Hello.
Oh, speak of Satan.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's the werewolf.
No, it's not the werewolf.
How are you?
It's Charlie.
No, he's not here.
Hey, guys.
He's at Super Dave's house.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Tom, listen to this tape we played, and tell me if you know any of these people.
Okay.
I am the werewolf. Help. Werewolf in London.
Werewolf is fun. Werewolf. Watch it.
Tom?
Did you say one of them was Dennis?
Yeah.
No, Tom. Listen to this now.
Cute. Werewolf is gothic.
I turn myself into a werewolf.
By two demons. Werewolf is boys.
Amen.
Naked.
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Werewolves.
Now, I don't know who they are.
How?
Don't know?
Oh, you don't know?
You don't know? No. All right, we're just checking. How are you, Tom?
Thought they might be friends.
Good.
Of yours. You could join that group, Tom.
No, I'm not going to join that group.
Why?
I told you where I was going last night, didn't I?
Maybe not.
I don't think so.
I went to
the emergency room?
I went to Nissan Pavilion last night to see the Almond Brothers play.
The Almond Brothers, right.
How's old Greg Almond doing?
Good. He's doing well.
Good. Did you chat with him?
He's doing well.
Yeah.
Did you chat with him?
No, not on stage.
How's Elijah Blue?
Yep. Not on stage. I didn't.
Not on stage. You didn't get backstage, Tom?
No, I didn't get backstage. Mm.
Super Dave was backstage.
No, he was not.
Yeah, he was last night.
No. Yes. Watch it. No.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he was.
Watch it. No.
He was.
Watch it.
Like I said, I'm really, really glad after 30 years.
There you go.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Yes, Tom. Little Tommy.
Little Tommy.
Little Tommy Gavin.
Watch it. Who's this?
Oh, Tom.
Hey,
Tom.
Bye.
Tom. Sorry. Did you tire of Tom today?
Yes. You grew weary.
You know, there's just so many stairs and hills at Nissan. I wonder how he did last
night. Well, you know, sometimes when he calls, though, I feel just like Don. I get really, really tired.
Hello, Don. Hi. Hello.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Is this Don and Mike?
They're very busy. Can I help you?
Okay. Now I was going to ask them if they watched the new show from with David Duchovny on Showtime.
Californication?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Have they watched that, Mike?
One of them watched it very briefly, but not nearly enough time to get the gist of the show.
Yeah,
their friend Buzz watched it.
Right? Buzz.
Yes. Yeah, Buzz watched it.
Right. Right after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's a scene there, you know, after.
Hey, dude, you got to talk to Buzz about that, though.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I think this is something that, you know, they'll both, all of them will enjoy.
I can't understand him.
I can't either. We're going to have to put you on hold, but Buzz will talk to you about
it. I'll talk to you privately.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Hold on a second, please.
No, Tommy Gavin.
Hey, turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey there, guys. How are you?
Hi, where are you from? What would you like to talk about?
Okay, I was going to ask you if you guys caught the Californication, the new show with David Duchovny.
No. Listen, I'm the screener. Where are you calling from? What would you like to talk about?
Oh, Alexandria.
And what would you like to talk about?
About the Californication.
Which guy do you want to talk to?
Don or Mike, either one.
They haven't watched. They were talking about the fact that they didn't watch it. I don't know if anybody else has on the show.
There's something that they enjoy. Comments I'm going to make.
I can't understand.
That's that reason.
It's so bad. What's wrong with your phone?
I'm here.
What is wrong with your phone?
That's say nothing.
My phone is it's not raising the bars. The bars are going down.
The
it's
bar.
Hurting AT&T.
What are you talking about? What is wrong with you?
Mike, I'm almost translating here. It's something about the bars.
Get out of my kitchen.
It's something about the bars.
There's like baby vomit.
I can't stand talking to you. Uh-huh. You're not making any sense. Don't you understand what you're doing?
Goodbye, yes.
But I want to show you how to cook a chicken like...
No, you're a retard listener, yes?
This is Christopher Walken.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, this is how you...
Man. Something oh, stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, my God.
You're ruining the show.
Yes.
You're ruining the show, yes? Please, go away and make me a nice Wellington, yes?
He says that after every sentence, correct?
Wellington nicely cooked, yes? Congratulations, Rock. Congratulations, Rock.
Yes?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Or is he saying
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Greetings from the old Pueblo, Tucson, Arizona.
All right, do we have...
It's like now we get a 90-year-old guy calling us.
Are we on in Tucson again?
Not that I know of. I listen to you on the computer.
On the computer. There you go. So what's happening?
Oh, not much. I used to listen to you guys back in D.C. I came out here.
Good time. Sunnier days.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
You used to play, this is sort of a retro question. You used to play a song, something about I'm looking for a girl or something, and it kind of sounded like Todd Rundgren. Whatever his name is.
How much thought, just a random question.
Yeah.
How much thought did you give to calling us? How much thought did you give?
It's We Gotta Get You a Woman by Todd Rundgren.
Right.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
No prep time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, yes.
Todd Rundgren, also known as Runt for a while, mm-hmm. which rhymes with a bad word.
Yes, it does.
Cunning Runt. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Twin Tards, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? Thank you. That's a moniker we can live with.
Love that one. Always
the Twin Tards.
Very, very rare, but I always enjoy it.
May I ask a question to the elder statesman in the studio, please?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Buzz?
Yes, go
Buzz,
ahead, sir.
My man.
How you doing?
Go
is
ahead.
He there?
Go ahead. Yep.
How you doing?
A clarification, please.
Go
is
ahead.
Is it all of a sudden, or is it all of the sudden?
I believe it's all of a sudden.
It's all of a sudden.
Yes.
Don?
It's all of a sudden. Everyone knows that, Rock.
Yes.
Josh, you're screwing up the entire service. Get out of the kitchen right now, yes?
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
I'll talk
Hi,
to
you. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Don, I was wondering this summer, have you had a chance with your gal pal to go in the backyard and do any frog gigging like you did last year?
You know, it's funny you bring that up.
Uh-huh.
Frog digging.
Gigging.
I'm awful with frogs. Really, we got a lot of frogs where I live. Uh-huh.
Frog digging.
And they piss me off gigging. Because I try to
oh,
find
frog,
them.
Oh, frog gigging?
Right.
Yeah, they piss me off. And last year what I did was I pinned one down by his little frog feet and right. made him just lay out there in the sun and watched him decompose for a couple of days.
Did you stay out there with him or did you somehow fasten his feet?
No, what I did was I took two small little rocks and put them one on one foot, one on the other so he couldn't go away, couldn't move.
Make for a nice tender morsel, yes?
Yes.
True, yes.
Yes.
The frog legs have been burned, Rock.
I have killed a bunch of frogs that were in my pool.
Wow. Oh, they used to annoy you.
Yeah.
Yes, in my pool, in the Hamptons.
Very close in anatomy to humans, you know. That's why we dissect them in school.
Right after I killed the frogs, I had a shot of cortisone.
In my pimple.
For the pimple in my neck.
And it went down.
Well, Joe has sent me an instant message.
Joe.
Tom is pissed. So what else is new? Why are you pissed, Tom?
Because I like to know when are we going to be doing the arm wrestling thing with Super Dave?
We did it last week. Super
no, you
Dave
did
was
not.
Here. Yeah.
I'd like to know when you're going to stop eating those toys from China.
Hey, cut that out now.
You don't even understand what I meant.
The guy committed suicide.
No. The executive from the Chinese toy company.
Why did he kill himself, Tom?
Because he didn't want to sell the merchandise.
Right, because the merchandise had lead paint on it, which makes kids go brain dead.
Lead paint on it and it has brain dead.
Yes. Joe said you were angry, Tom. Are you angry?
Yes. Why? I want to know when are we going to do the spelling bee again.
Well, when you get your anger management.
I am done with angry management.
Yeah, but you know you're angry right now.
I am done with angry management.
Where is your rubber band, Tom?
No, I don't have the rubber band anymore.
It sounds like you're very upset.
I'm going to come down there and kick someone's little
Have you been eating lead today?
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
All day.
I bet you had a lead sandwich today.
No. Why don't you get a lead sandwich?
Did you put lead butter with your jelly today?
No. Did you have it too?
Lead butter with magnets.
No. Did you have lead magnets?
Why are you so angry?
Settle down. I'm not angry.
Calm down. I thought we were friends.
Sounds angry.
Come on, Tom.
Tom, are you there?
All right. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Buzz. There's the Tom. Look at that. Talk about music that soothes the savage beast. Talk to him, Buzz.
Buzz, you can feed him lead.
No, I'm going to feed you up, man. It's going to happen.
Right. Why don't you hold the phone? Will you hold the phone properly? Stop squeezing it so tight.
Watch it. Yeah, watch it.
Watch what?
Watch it come down there and beat... Super Dave's butt.
You're going to arm wrestle him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What are we doing that, Don?
That's not really fair, Mike, because that's Super Dave against a cripple.
Yeah, watch it, Egg. Watch this cripple stuff.
Wow. When do you want to arm wrestle him, Tom?
I'm going to kick his butt. That's what I'm going to do.
When do you? No, it's an arm wrestling match.
I'm going to beat him.
Tom, why are you so mad?
Yeah, you seem angry.
Because I want to come in and be on the show.
That's what you want more than anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometime soon, Tom.
Very soon we're going to do it, Tom. We promise.
When?
Tom, don't be so demanding.
One of these days, Santa Claus will knock on the door and show up with his sleigh and bring you here.
No, he won't.
Maybe the Easter Bunny will.
No, not the Easter Bunny.
Sounds like one of your fans is calling, Tom.
No, they're not calling.
Why wouldn't Santa Claus come to pick you up?
They're not calling.
Why wouldn't Santa Claus come to pick you up, Tom?
Because I want a limo, like Super Dave had.
What if Santa Claus picked you up in a limo? Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy?
I'm the Easter Bunny and I'm the Saint and everything else.
Hold on a second. What if Santa Claus picked you up in a limo?
I'll go with him.
Well, sounds like we've got another job for Matt Goldstein.
Yeah, and guess who I talked to today?
Who, Tom?
Guess who I talked to today?
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
Tony out at Wichita.
Tony of Wichita.
Is this the guy that wanted you to come out and go to the party?
Tony Snuffville.
Is it the program director from the Wichita station, the guy that tried to get you to come out on MySpace?
No.
Who's Tony, Tom?
Tony is the program director at KFSI.
Is he bringing you out?
Yep, he might. They got to get sponsors.
Is this the guy that was talking to you on MySpace?
No.
Okay. It's my fault. I feel like I'm talking to a retarded person, and I know I'm not, so the fault must be with me.
Right.
I do not follow the conversation, Tom.
I'm not really with it either.
I apologize. I'm out of it, Tom.
But you're going to Wichita, right?
Yep.
Right after Santa picks you up in the limousine.
No, Santa's not going to pick me up in the limousine.
Did we mention, it's a long time off, but did we mention how Super Dave's going to be the Easter Bunny next year?
Yeah.
No, he's not going to be the Easter Bunny. I'm going to be the Easter Bunny next year. Because I'm the greatest in the world.
You are the greatest in the world, Tom.
Yes. No R anymore.
I am the werewolf.
I'm going to kick that werewolf ass.
Werewolf from Paris.
Werewolf Paris.
I'm going to kick that werewolf's ass.
Werewolf
is gothic.
All right, bye, Tom.
Take it. Tom, always a pleasure.
Everything I said 20 minutes ago, I take back.
Did Tom just hang up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Bye, Tommy.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Right, I know. We're late. Please tell me we're late.
Seems like 10 days ago, doesn't it?
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.